Doug, you guys haven't, when you've been in the 2-minute drill at the end of a game when you've really needed one, since you've been here, you guys haven't been able to get that done, even going back to last year. What's missing? What do you guys need to clean up to get that done?
Well, I think the first thing, it boils down to execution. As a coaching staff, myself, we got to make sure we have the right guys on the field. In those situations, the guys that are going to make the most explosive gains for you with the ball in their hand. And then ultimately the quarterback, we have an idea of what the defense is going to do. So we give the quarterback, sort of those good versus all type plays and we've got to execute better. It's something we work on through training camp. We do it every week in practice. And it is a point of emphasis for us, and we know we've got to get better at it.
I don't know where you can pick on something on every play, and stuff's happening fast out there. I get all that, but was Alex guilty of maybe trying to force one on the interception at the end of the San Francisco game, trying to force that ball in there on a second down, maybe on a fourth down? You try that, but
yeah, I mean, some of that will fall on the quarterback spot. Some of it falls on us as coaches. I'm not going to put everything on the quarterback, obviously, but. He knows that he's got to do, the right thing with the football at that time. And there was still time on the clock. We still had an opportunity to go down and score points in that situation. And ultimately the quarterback will do the right thing for you. Again, as coaches, we got to make sure our guys are in the right position to make those plays as well.
Kind of piggybacking on that. Are you guys happy with the play design on that? Like, did you kind of get what you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bunch. It was basically a 4 vertical route, and it was a little bit of a switch release at the line of scrimmage. You can catch the defense in a certain coverage look, which we had, so the actual play design was okay, we just didn't execute the play.
All right. Sometimes I notice when Big Fish gets to the second level, man, he cuts block. He cuts guys. And it might even be a safety sometimes. Or my question to you is that something that you guys encourage, or do you guys say, hey, you can stay on your feet a little more? Just, where is he learning that technique?
Yeah, I mean, we encourage our guys, especially on the backside of blocks, to cut and get the guys down on the ground. We do it in the screen game when the big O line, out on the perimeter. We're gonna cut in those situations, and sometimes you get big offensive linemen down and around the legs of second level linebacker or safety level position players. It keeps their hands down, and it makes them have to tick their feet just a little bit. Even though if you don't get them on the ground, it does make them have to either go over the top or underneath, and it's something that we do encourage.
Is there like a balance there though? Because like sometimes like you see a big guy like Fish, like do you want him to just punish the little guy sometimes? Like what's the balance there, man?
Well, it just depends on where the ball is going, I think. If the ball is away from you, then sometimes the cut block is the best. If the ball's coming to you or it reverses field and coming back to you, then yeah, you'd like to maybe stay up and especially if on a smaller defensive back, understanding that most DBs are going to go low anyway on an offensive lineman, so your chances of going lower are better than staying up.
As a former quarterback, man, what can you appreciate about Philip Rivers, man?
Gosh, the way he's playing right now, I mean, he's on fire. He's making great decisions. His guys are making plays for him, and being a veteran quarterback, second year in this offense with Coach McCoy and Frank Reich and the guys on offense. I mean, they're doing a good job, and he's running the offense. I mean, bottom line is he's running the offense. He's doing a nice job with it.
You watching what's going on across the street? How excited are you? You seen any of the games? Have you been too busy? Or?
No, we when they're on TV and we get a chance to watch, we're watching, and I think it's great. It's great for the city. It's great for the Royals. We're excited for them, and last night was awesome. We're sitting up here as a staff watching the end of that game, and kind of put football on hold for a second just to see the end of the game. So we're excited for them and wishing them the best of luck.
How special is that when a team has a chance to do that, to go to a World Series, play for a championship?
It's tremendous. I had an opportunity as a player in the National Football League to go to 2 Super Bowls and won one of those. And then as a coach in Philadelphia, we were there when the Phillies were in the World Series. So now we're here again. So, and the Royals are in it. So we're excited for them. And it's great for this city, great for the fans. And just working in this building, we just got to make sure we beat the crowd out after the game.
Watching
whose team? Oh, watching them? Yeah, I love the way they're playing baseball right now. I mean, they're just coming to work every day, rolling their sleeves up and going at it. They don't care how they win the game. The bottom line is they win the game. And I see a lot of the same similarities in us as a football team. And our guys come to work every day. They want to get better. Doesn't matter how you get the job done. Bottom line is win the football game. You know, no such thing as an ugly win. A win is a win, no matter what level you're playing.
And from watching how the town responded, how much does that make you guys want to bring that to the Chiefs?
Oh, it's everything. You know, you want to bring that same energy. You want to bring that same level of competition. You know, to your opponent, and you feed off of that. And when you got a team, you know, like the Royals in your city, you feed off of that as coaches and players. And you want to do things right, and you know, continue that winning success.
From a coaching standpoint, does the bye week give you renewed clarity? What does it provide for you?
One, it allows you to evaluate, in our case, the first five ball games. It allows you to kind of take a deep breath and take a step back and kind of look at the big picture offensively, where you're at. Are we putting the right guys in the right positions to be successful on Sunday? And just break down, do a scheme evaluation of yourself and things that we can improve on, things that we can continue to work on now here in the next few weeks, and then on top of that is just having a clear mind, a fresh body, going in these next 11 games.
Which two Super Bowls? How were you beat New England?
Beat New England in 31, and then lost to Denver in 32. Yeah, in San Diego.
All good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yep.